Listening to God and following Him. In the book of Numbers, chapters 22 to 24, we read about Balaam the diviner and Balak the king of the Moabites. Balak was filled with dread at the sight of the Israelites who had camped in the plains of Moab. So he sent princes to Balaam so he could entreat him to come over and curse the Israelites. However, the Lord came to Balaam and instructed him not to go on the journey. Balak was relentless, so he sent an entourage of more honorable princes that he may change Balaam's mind. Once more, Balaam sought to hear from God, and this time God said he could go, but he only had to speak as God instructed him. On his journey, the angel of the Lord appeared with a drawn sword. God opened the donkey's eyes, and he saw the angel with a sword, but Balaam didn't. After the donkey refused to move, despite being hit by Balaam, Balaam's eyes eventually opened, and he also saw the angel with a sword. It turned out that God was not happy with Balaam's decision to go. He would have preferred if Balaam had declined the offer from Balak even after the second invitation. God does not always reveal His will to us in a dramatic fashion. Many times, the voice of God is a soft voice unless in fatal situations. Well, while dating my husband, I almost broke off the courtship at a point. Thankfully, I clearly discerned God speaking to me and telling me not to. I am glad I listened. I have not always listened to the voice of God though. There have been times when I have done it my own way and regretted it years later. Listening to God saves us from regrets. It's important that we develop a relationship with God and our ability to hear from Him. If you have a good relationship with God, you will realize that God constantly talks to you as you go through the day on everything and anything. When we give our lives to Christ, His Spirit, which is the Holy Spirit, comes to dwell in us. 1 Corinthians 3:16. God's Spirit speaks to us through our thoughts. I have had God give me suggestions on what to wear to a program, who to buy goods from for the best deals, etc. If God cares enough to know the number of hairs on our heads, then He certainly cares about every detail of our lives. As you decide to know His will, determine also to follow through with what He says. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are His ways higher than our ways and His thoughts than our thoughts. Isaiah 55 verse 9. Cause me to hear your loving kindness in the morning, for in you do I trust. Cause me to know the way in which I should walk, for I lift up my soul to you. Psalms 143 verse 8. Our focal scripture has been Numbers 22 and verse 12. And God said to Balaam, "You shall not go with them. You shall not curse the people, for they are blessed." Shalom.